This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. I'm your host, JT. Big podcast lined up as the great legendary baseball player, Hall of Famer, and diehard Raider fan, Joe Morgan will join us, along with Tom Linder from Akron/Cleveland. He's a Browns insider. Outstanding. He's been my go-to guy on the Browns for years. I often say I want to dip my radio show in reality. I think it's time to do that with this podcast. Coming into this game against Cleveland, the Raiders are 0-6 on the year. And we got news about more big injuries this week with Lamar Woodley on top of Usama Young. Tyvon Branch has already been lost for the year, along with the captain of the defense when it came to calling the plays, Nick Roach. Big injuries that are affecting the defense. And coming up, the toughest schedule in all of football the rest of the way. Two games against Peyton Manning, a game against the Seahawks and the 49ers. It does not get easier from here. But the Raiders don't care about that. Within the organization, they care about winning this game against Cleveland. And all year long, we've been talking about getting that first win and building some positive momentum. Now, the Cleveland Browns lost their momentum when they came off the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers on October 12th by a score of 31-10, and they had Jacksonville on the schedule. A matter of fact, they were all celebrating in Cleveland because they had Jacksonville and Oakland back-to-back. But they went to Jacksonville and got completely dominated last week by a score of 24-6. In that game, no touchdowns, only 266 total yards. Brian Hoyer had his worst game as a pro. He was 16 of 41. And coming off that game, Cleveland is dead last in the NFL with rushing defense, giving up 155.5 points a game. So the Raiders got to feel that they can win this game on the road. And the Raiders have their problems with injuries and some of the stats there. But last week against Arizona, with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter, they trailed by a score of 14-13. They had San Diego on the ropes and should have beat the Chargers. I thought they should have beat New England on the road at New England, but no shoulda, coulda, woulda podcast here. The Raiders are still looking for a win, and Cleveland is on the schedule. For Oakland, they've got to find a way to clean up the mistakes. Dead last in the NFL when it comes to giving up third downs at almost 53%. And again, when we talk about the Raiders statistically, last in the NFL in rushing at 69.3 yards a game. This game, to me, is easy to talk about the game plan. Cleveland, pretty good at scoring the football. They average over 23 points a game. They're sixth in the NFL in rushing at 133.5 yards a game. So they're going to look to run the football, and the Raiders have got to stop the run. It's the same story. It's the same movie every week. If the Raiders can't stop the run, teams are going to continue to run on them, and then the Raiders lose the time of possession battle like they did last Sunday against Arizona. But I like the matchup here. The Raiders should find a way to win this game and build the positive momentum that we've been looking forward to all year long. It's got to start now. The win's got to come here at Cleveland, and the Raiders got to build on it.